For many college students, staging a protest is a rite of passage. At Syracuse University in upstate New York, some students are speaking out against the school's choice of J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon as its commencement speaker. Spencer Raymond is a Syracuse student. He's also a reporter for member station WAER and has the story.
Every college needs a good protest now and then, and for seniors graduating from Syracuse University in May, that time is now.
CEO, it's time to go! Hey, hey! Go!
That CEO is Jamie Dimon. He's at the top of J.P. Morgan Chase and at the center of debate on the Syracuse campus. Dimon will be speaking May 16th at the university's commencement, and a petition to remove him as the speaker has nearly 1,200 signatures. Audra Colombe helped create the student group Take Back Commencement.
We're trying to make the point that our economy has failed us over the past few years, and J.P. Morgan Chase has been a part of this crisis. Whether they've come out as a good guy or a bad guy, they've been a part of this crisis.
To students opposing Dimon's visit, it's about what he represents, the banking industry, an economy in turmoil, and unemployment.
If any CEO from any company were to come, you know, even if it were a nonprofit, I think it'd be an appropriate timing.
Dimon was chosen by the school's chancellor and president, Nancy Cantor, off a list recommended by a student panel. Cantor is standing by her decision. She says Dimon can speak with authority on issues that will undoubtedly affect all graduates.
I really don't see this as an endorsement of any particular position, one way or another, but rather as an enormous opportunity to bring someone who has tremendous respect in the world in terms of his expertise and excellence of leading a major financial institution, and who's right at the table thinking about these issues. And from my perspective, that's exactly the kind of person that graduates should hear.
But protesting students here say that kind of person is who's responsible for the financial meltdown. Some local residents are also upset. In the past few years, more than 200 people have been laid off at a J.P. Morgan Chase check processing center nearby. Some students also don't like the fact that J.P. Morgan Chase funded a technology center on campus with a $30 million grant. They feel that buys the bank influence on campus. School President Cantor disagrees.
I think if people think about it, they'll realize that we have partnerships with many different, both corporations, NGOs. If we had a speaker from IBM, would one say, because we have a partnership with IBM and a green data center on the Hill, that somehow that was wrong?
Justin Klemaszewski is a senior finance major. He created a Facebook event, 55 members strong, in support of Dimon speaking.
If Dimon hadn't done the type of job he did leading the company and trying to avoid the financial system as we know it from going to total ruins, that could have been 200,000 more people out of jobs in the U.S. You're going to fault him for trying to correct the problems that were made? I don't really see that point.
Dimon is still slated to speak at the commencement. As for what students might do once they're sitting and Dimon is at the podium, Ryan Hickey helped organize the protest and has one idea.
We need to create a tangible and a visible event, because if, say, 900 kids do something all at once in unison wearing something very similar, besides the commencement garments that we are supposed to wear, I think that would be a huge sign.
A sign, a protest, that for these young adults will be their last as students. For NPR News, I'm Spencer Raymond in Syracuse.